Welcome to the Elevate Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Hanlon, an American branding photographer and brand strategist living abroad in Stockholm, Sweden. After spending 7 years building a brand and business abroad, I realized that many expat entrepreneurs have a hard time navigating their new life in another country. And I want to show you how you can pave your own path when it seems like all the obstacles are in your way. I feel so deeply that people need to hear the stories of entrepreneurs living abroad. Their stories need to be heard and shared so that we can help people who are struggling to find work or want to start a business to feel inspired by the stories of entrepreneurs who are actually doing the work. Get ready to go on a worldly journey with me, where you'll hear of inspiring stories from global entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and business owners paving their own path and following their dreams wherever they are in the world, so that you can be inspired to do the same thing too. Whether you're a small business owner or an inspiring entrepreneur, I want to help you find your path, because when you elevate yourself, you elevate others around you. So come along and join us for inspiring stories, brand tips, and business growth tools to help you elevate yourself. You're listening to episode 22 of the Elevate Podcast. Hello and welcome back to the show. You probably saw that the podcast cover art has been updated, which feels really exciting. So thanks to those of you who helped me pick the new cover art on my Instagram. It was really hard to choose, but I decided to have a brand new image instead of using the old photo of me. So if you guys saw the two options, my choice was to just start brand new from scratch. And I am also shifting the podcast a little bit, which will be more centered around entrepreneurship, business, and branding, but with a little less focus on expats. I'm still going to focus on global entrepreneurs, but I found that niching down on this has been a little bit too hard, finding people from all over the world. I know they exist, but it's been a little bit hard to find the right people. And I really do want to share more stories of entrepreneurs and how they start their business just to inspire others. So it'll still be a similar focus. I'm just going to try to not be as niche down on expats. Of course, expats are welcome to be on the show. So hit me up if you want to be on the show and you're an expat. But we're going to still talk about personal branding and business topics here. So it's not going to change that much, but I just wanted to give you guys a heads up. And we are now in September. Today is September 1st, and I cannot believe it's already September. I mean, the time has gone by so fast. So there's only, you know, a small amount of months left to obtain those goals for your business. And so, you know, there's a lot of resources here on the podcast from different entrepreneurs who are offering their expertise. So if you feel like you haven't achieved the goals that you wanted, or you're looking for some more help, go check out the other podcast episodes with different people. I know Kaylin, she's amazing. Her story is awesome. And she's such a great sales and business coach. And today I'm going to be talking about podcasting. So this is a really interesting topic, because I have Jess Carlson on the show, who actually is the girl who helped me to start a podcast. And we're going to be talking about podcasting and how we can use it to share our unique perspectives with our voice, and how podcasting can help us build our personal brands and market and sell our services through podcasting. So this is a very interesting topic to me. If you are somebody who's been interested in learning about podcasting, check it out, listen, and tell me what you think, if this was helpful. We cover a lot of different things here on this episode, so let's get into the conversation. Today, I have Jess Carlson on the show, and she's a creative entrepreneur and storyteller from Finland, but she is currently living in the south of Spain, and Jess has a way of expressing herself in a deep and soulful way, and she has the most beautiful Instagram account. And you can really see her personality and her creative essence shine on there. So go take a look at her Instagram after the show. And she's also the person who taught me how to start a podcast. And this feels like a full circle moment. And I'm just so excited to have you on the show, Jess. So welcome. Thanks for being here with us and sharing your story.
Thank you so much. And what a lovely intro. I'm super excited to be here. And it's so amazing to see you, to have this show. And I've been listening to your episodes and being like, yay, it's like the best.
Yeah, no, it's so funny because like, I don't know when it was that you asked me to be on the show for your podcast. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was also the first time anybody reached out to me to be on a podcast episode, which I was like, oh, wow, that's so cool. Well, actually, I had been on one before, but it was because of like a friend of mine who had basically said, can I be on the show? So I haven't had like a random person just like reach out to me and be like, can I have you on my show? I was like, oh, that's so cool. How did you find me? You know? So, yeah. So that was really awesome. And I'm so glad that I was able to be on the show and, you know, be able to share my story as well. And, you were living in Stockholm at the time when we met online and then eventually in real person, but, it's so cool. So how did you end up, you know, now you're living in Spain. So how did you end up in Spain now? You know, share a little bit about yourself so we can kind of understand how you got into podcasting and all that.
I try to think where to begin, but basically since I was very little, I always like expressed myself through speaking or like how you say, like voicing myself. Mm-hmm. So there's like even stories when I was in an airplane with my mom. And the guy next to us said to my mom, like, if something, this girl is going to be a rock star, because I think I've been like speaking the whole time or singing or something like that. So it was like always easy, even in school, to like express myself. And I always got a credit for presentations in school. And I just liked speaking. And then I understood that it's even, you know, for me, it felt so easy. I saw that a lot of people struggles with it, to actually express who they are, what they like, what are their desires, what they want, like be determined of like, no, this is what I want. And that's what I was like, especially when it came for women, of like drawing boundaries, telling what they actually want in a relationship or from their life and just voicing themselves. I was like, there's something in here. So it started by me recording like long recordings to my friends as like voice messages. And then my friends were like, these are like a mini podcasts. Mm-hmm. And that just like came on back of my like mind as an idea, like, hang on, like I've never thought about actually creating a podcast. And then it's just started to like become like more close of like actually starting it. And then like as many creative ideas during pandemic, I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to just start a podcast and see where it goes. And I knew that I want to bring other people's stories, because I think we learn so much from stories. Like, you know, you can learn information through books, but when you listen to someone's story, what they've gone through, what is their experience, it like sticks into your head so much better because there's context to it. You know, there's like colors, there's like different nuances to it that feels like, okay, like you understand it better. And I was like, I want to interview other entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. little like the idea that you're doing now, which I love. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, this is going to be so cool because I can tell especially other entrepreneurs, but especially women entrepreneurs, where did they start? Why did they start? And yeah, that's where Passion Breaks, so my podcast started. And then now the idea has shifted a little bit towards to more talking about relationships, sexuality, sensuality. I love to share like different experiences I've gone through, realization, self-development, but I still do have chats with people like you who are doing a business or doing something awesome. I just love to chat with people who are like pursuing their passions.
That's awesome. And I love the name of your podcast. And I think that's interesting. Like as we grow and evolve, you know, we change as people and our interests will change as well. Yeah. But how did you like learn how to start a podcast? Was that all through trial and error? Did you figure it out just on your own? Like, how did that happen?
Yeah, that's a good question, actually. And it was through self-learning. I just like did a lot of research of what is the best microphone, what is the best setup, like how to edit. And I had a video background, so I was doing media production as my own business before. And well, I'm still doing it now, but then I already knew kind of how to sound edit through knowing how to video edit. So I knew the editing part, but I didn't know really how to record the best audio or what would be the best gear. So yeah, I did a lot, just a lot of research. And then of course, trying different things. And I'm quite a quick learner. So when I just like find a technique, I'm like, okay, this is it. So yeah.
But it was I'm the same way. I love learning on my own. And for me, it's like super easy understanding tech. So when I reached out to you, I was like, okay, who do I know knows how to make a podcast? Because I didn't have time to sit down in a 6-week course at the time, which I totally get. Like sometimes people need a little bit more assistance, but I'm one of these people who's like a go-getter. Like if I have my mind set on something, I do it and I get it done like really fast. And that's it, you know, like that's just my personality. But some people need a lot more handholding and like advice. So for me, it was like, okay, Jess, just show me how to do it. And I'll pay you, you know, just tell me what I need to do, everything I need and like all that stuff. So for me, it was like, okay, how can I do this quickly? And you were so great at like just like walking me through the whole process. And then eventually you ended up creating a course, which is so cool. So I thought that was like really funny how like it's so random how life can be like, you know, you meet somebody and then you're like, come back to them and you're like, hey, I need help. And then, you know, you turn it into something that's can support others, but also support your life as well as an entrepreneur. But I'm curious, like how is it that like you found guests and, you know, people to be on the podcast? Because I find that kind of a bit difficult, especially because mine is a little bit more niche down. It is creative entrepreneurs who are living abroad, but part of me is like, I kind of feel like I need to branch out a little bit more just to like expand my reach because, you know, as expats, they do exist, but not many are entrepreneurs and it's really niche down.
Yeah.
So for me, it's like when I try to find people, I'm finding it a bit of a struggle because of that. I've had also like companies reach out to me like, hey, can I have my guest be on your show? But it's so cold, like cold calling and like not even looking into my podcast, what it's even about. And I find like that's just like so weird when somebody reaches out and they have like nothing to do with your podcast. They just want to promote themselves. So I'm wondering if you have any good tips on like how to find people and reaching out to them, you know, like pitching them.
So I first wanted to just mention about what you said earlier and about us meeting and like never believing that it would actually go so far that I create a podcasting course. But I think that's exactly the magic on when you meet people through intuition, because how I met you or reach out to you was basically just out of interest of knowing photographers in Stockholm. So I literally Googled photographers in Stockholm and your website came up and I was like, great, woman entrepreneur, woman, you know, photographer. And when I reached to you, we connected, we had the beautiful episode and then we met for a cafe a couple of times. And then when you did reach out for the podcast, I was like so inspired because I was like, amazing if I can turn my wisdom and pass it on to others to do the same, because I've benefited so much about my podcast. And it is super beautiful if I can teach others how to benefit of their podcast. And that kind of goes hand in hand together, finding guests. So what I do is like, I love when I scroll through Instagram or any other social media. And if there's a person that like makes me feel something like inspired or like, wow, she's doing this or wow, such a cool project, I always save, either start to follow her or save her post. And I will reach back later and see if that still inspires me. So I've just come into the point of like, in my podcast, I love to just have conversations with inspiring people. They don't need to be perfectly in my niche, but what is most important is that we bring conversation. And I always trust that when we come into this space, it is meant to have this conversation. You know what I mean? Like, we're meant to speak this conversation, and whatever comes up, that is what the listener is meant to listen. So yeah. I just have that like trust in it. But I think that the best tip finding, so to say, good guests on your show is to just like tap into how you feel when you look at their website or look at their Instagram. And if you just feel like drawn to that and like kind of like have that little fire in you, like, oh, that would be so cool. Like so cool to have this person on my show. That's like a good indicator. But I've had that feeling, reach out to people and they've said no or never answered to my message. So that can happen too. But I can see that exactly like you said, like forced conversations, they're going to be just like tacky and bit like slow, or that you need to push it forward, or that it's not really smooth.
Yeah. And I think that goes hand in hand with personal branding. Like, does the brand match the branding of the other person? Like, does it match? Does your personal brand match that person's brand? Like, are you on the same level? Not even level, but like interests and topics, because I feel like if their personalities and the content doesn't match, you know, it's like it doesn't bring value to anybody, right? So for me, it's really important that they are doing a certain thing, like building a business or building a personal brand or doing something that can help people to like elevate their life in another way, so that like they can maybe pull themselves out of a struggle or something. So I have my criteria, but I think that's really important, is to like find the right people for your podcast. So it can't just be anybody, because then what's the point of having a podcast, right? Like it should be niched, maybe not niche down, but like have a specific topic, I guess.
Yeah.
Kind of my thinking. And like for me, when I started the podcast as well, like I had the same idea. It's like taking stories and telling like somebody's story and how they evolved in their life and how they took themselves out of a struggle and like made a change instead of just waiting for an opportunity to happen. So it's really important to share those kind of stories. But yeah, like when I pitched to people, I didn't even, like, some people didn't respond. Some people responded very excitedly. So that was great. But, you know, it's been an interesting journey being a podcaster. I mean, I'm curious, like, do you feel like you have to have, like, a weekly podcast come out? Is there a pressure to, like, always be putting the content out there?
Yeah, there definitely was, especially on the beginning. I was like, I have to, like, people are waiting and stuff like that. But then I also realized that depends of your listeners, right? Because I think the people that are listening to my podcast are quite into like well-being, and they kind of have this, how you say, mindset of not consuming too much content. You know, they're not all the time on their phones. So I saw that if I was posting like, let's say, 2 episodes per week, it could be like that my first episode gets like this amount of listeners and the second gets that amount of listeners, but it always like the first episode got less because people didn't have time to listen to it because they already jumped on the new one. And that's why I was like, oh, maybe I need to actually give some time to people listen to episodes that they didn't have time to listen, so they, so to say, skipped, that they don't always go for the first one, because I also want that the content that I published before will get the attraction that it deserves. So it's like, I think it's about finding, like, I always, like, the best tip when it comes to starting a podcast, finding guests, making episodes, is like, when it feels good to you, because then it comes authentic, right? So if you just push out an episode because you have to, maybe the content isn't really interesting, valuable, even for you. It's like kind of made, not authentic. But then when you come like even once a month on the podcast, like telling something you're super excited about or passionate about, it will be so authentic that I think that that will attract more people onto your show than just pushing an episode every week. So I think it just really depends. But the most important is to be consistent, whether it's once a month or every second month, but consistency, because that's unfortunate that most podcasts. Actually, I think you also sent me the research that there's a lot of podcasts, but only few of them are active, that there's a lot of podcasts that are just vanished and not post a new episode.
Can I tell you the number?
Yeah,
seven episodes. So if you make it past seven, you're good to go.
Wow. Yeah. That's crazy, yeah, though.
I know. I was surprised too. I was like, what? Seven? I mean, it is a little bit of work because you do have to research, finding the people, you know, making sure that you know about the people you're interviewing. Then you edit, right? If you feel like it. Some people just probably maybe put it out there. Mm. I like to edit, you know, if there's any like coughing or things like that. But I want to make sure that, you know, if somebody's a really slow speaker, that I cut those pauses because people don't have time to just sit and listen. So sometimes you kind of have to think about how can I make this a better listening experience for somebody by like taking away the pauses, even if it's a lot of work. For me, that's my experience. So it is some work, but do you feel like any opportunities opened up for you when you started podcasting, like anything cool that happened or doors opening or jobs? What happened? Like, I'm curious, what have you experienced so far?
Yeah, so I actually got most people just interested about learning exactly podcasting themselves. Mm-hmm. So some of my even like good friends were interested to start a podcast because I did, or they were just like interested about the process, how it goes. But I think that the biggest opportunities has come through my guests. I've made like actual friends through my guests and just drawn a really great connections. And the truth is that when you are an entrepreneur, it requires, like, I think that success on your business requires great connections. And also you can make, especially if you have already a good platform and a lot of following, you can make, of course, successful podcasts as solo, so you don't need to ask guests. But I think that the best way to make your podcast successful is to ask guests, because they will share your podcast and more people will know about it. But I think maybe the biggest benefit I've gotten from my podcast actually is the self-development, meaning learning so much about myself, because it is very, I don't know, can I use the word intimate, but you're listening your own voice, you're editing your own voice, you learn a lot about how you speak, how you express, you learn about how your kind of mind goes when it comes to explaining a subject or a thing or a story. And it's been very interesting.
I can totally relate to that, because like in the beginning I was like, and I was like, do I say like that much? Oh my gosh. So you start to hear yourself, and yeah, it was awkward and weird. And sometimes my husband would start playing my podcast episodes, or even on Instagram lives, he like follows me, right? So he's listening and I'm like, turn it off. You know, because it feels so cringy, like to hear somebody else listening to you.
Yeah.
And I had to learn to get used to my own voice. And that was a struggle for me. But now I'm getting used to it. And I'm also feeling much more confident in just speaking and showing up. And I think that podcasting is a great way for somebody who's a little bit of an introvert to like to express themselves and maybe not feel the pressure of being on an Instagram live or live with somebody in person or something. Then this is a great way to use your voice to build your personal brand, to build your business as well. I mean, I know that I've actually gotten clients now from the podcast, and people that I would never have expected. It's so amazing. And of course, like, I do personal branding photography and I teach entrepreneurs how to like show up online, but this was for like a brand clarity call. So it was really like a different thing than, you know, than what I normally do, but they needed help and I was happy to do that. So, you know, you don't realize what you can bring to the table for other people. They see it first and then you kind of open the door for it. So I think that it's helped me build my business as well. And definitely the self-development has been, it's helped me to grow as a person. So yeah, podcasting has helped a lot. And I think that that's really cool. So I'm really glad that I was able to start this. And I've gotten a lot of great messages as well from people who are really loving the show. And, you know, sometimes you don't know, like, is this impacting anybody? Like, you ask questions and people don't respond. And you're like, okay, well, let's just hope this works. Hope somebody gets something out of this. And that's what I've been using now, is like the Spotify tools to ask questions and see what people are interested in, because you're trying to figure this out as well. Like, what do people want to know from me? Like, what do they need help with? Or do they know anybody else who wants to be on the podcast? Because I'm looking for people, but you know, sometimes it's harder to find those people that you're looking for. So, I have had the Spotify polls and stuff, and people are responding to it. So, which has been fun. I don't know if you're using that, or are you?
I am, but my listeners don't respond.
Well, I think yours is a much more intimate podcast, where it's like you're asking about sensuality.
Yeah, and I know.
Things that are a little bit more personal. So if you guys don't know, Jess has like just put out a boudoir, like with like poetry.
Yeah.
So you're a little bit more going deep in a very different way than most people would. Yeah. So it is vulnerable, right? Like, what made you get into that? Like,
so I would say that it's always been like, how could I say it in the right words? Like, I've always had this like a cheeky side of me, but I'm like really good at acting super professional and being like, you know, the angel. But then I'm like, you know, I love this code. It says like, I'm 99% of angel, but that 1%, oh. Like, what I mean with that is like, I love the freedom that sensuality, at least for me, brings, meaning that you can express yourself wildly. I love the word wild because it just means like you can tap into your nature and not try to be and act that good girl, what society really usually pushes women to be. And boudoir and poetry was very wild idea from me, from just bringing two things that I do, so to say, behind the scenes out there. And I always, when I feel a bit emotional or I feel like just swelling into this cycle, I just feel like I want to write my words in poetry. And I have notebooks filled with that, but I never shared it because I never associated myself as a poet. And boudoir photos was something that I've taken for clients and for myself, because that is just like a practice of sensuality, practice of tapping into my feminine. And putting those things together and sharing it is extremely wordable. And I was like, holy gosh, like if my grandma or something is like purchasing this to like support me, like that is a wrong decision. But I'm like, it feels so good to say like, I am this, but I'm also this, you know? Mm-hmm. And I just felt like I have never had this boundary of talking about taboos. So could be that I go and meet my friend and I'm just like, how's your sex life? So it's like, instead of like asking those very superficial questions, like, how are you? How's your work? And la, la, la.
How's your sex life, yeah, by the way?
Just going deep. Because those are things that we're all experiencing, right? But we don't really talk. And I understand not everybody wants to talk about it. But it's things that probably a lot of actually crave to hear opinions. Well, how's your sex life? Like, what do you do? Well, we do this and like all of that. So I was like, okay, not a lot of people is talking about that. Let me be the person. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's really interesting. I mean, you've been taking self-portraits for a long time now. And are most of the portraits and the photos of yourself on your Instagram, they're self-portraits, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So some of them, especially from my travels, are usually by friends, but what I take from home and some of client work is self-portrait, yeah.
I also take self-portraits as well, and I find that that's like the best therapy for just like getting to know yourself and understanding how your body moves. And I tell this all the time because like I feel so many are like people are very disconnected to themselves.
Yeah.
And when I go like do portrait sessions, I hear tons of women talk so poorly about themselves. Oh, I look horrible in photos. I hate my pictures. I don't look good in photos. And then, you know, the guys come in and they're like, okay, take my picture.
Yeah. Yeah.
But every woman, I'm not joking, almost 99% of women, they say this about themselves. And I feel like, you know, something needs to change. I mean, these women are beautiful, but they don't see it. And it's all like the self-worth and seeing themselves in a certain way. And so for me, like, I always tell people, like, if you really want to be confident in front of a camera, it's to know yourself, to start to like the things about yourself, to know how you actually move and what's your best angle. And that's actually looking at yourself in the mirror and actually studying yourself. And a lot of people are too afraid to look in the mirror, to actually stand there and be like, okay, what do I like? Oh, no, I don't like it. You know, and I feel like photography is such a great way to heal yourself. And I've had people contact me. They're like, oh, I just broke up with my boyfriend and I feel like shit and I feel terrible. I need an ego boost. And it definitely is an ego boost. But like, you know, you can get pictures taken of yourself and look at the pictures and be like, yeah, I look hot. But if you don't heal that part of yourself and you don't take care of that part of yourself, then it's like, you know, it just keeps showing up. And that self-worth goes away. And, you know, yeah, definitely I feel like having that self-confidence is super important. So I think that it's great that you show up and, like, you know, you show off your body and you're, like, confident in, like, speaking about these things. Because I think that this is really huge. Like, a lot of self-worth comes from within, right? So it's not an external thing where people have to compliment you. It's actually being in your own essence, yourself. And I think that that's where people are like really struggling, mostly women, right?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think the self-portraits is really important to try out as well. So, you know, you're like me, you're like a multi-passionate entrepreneur. Like, I'm totally into art and tech. You know, I love being helping entrepreneurs and I like taking pictures. So like today I'm hosting a ChatGPT training and like somebody sent me a message, like a girl that I know, and she's like, so are you rebranding? And I'm like, no, I love tech. I love talking about technology and why not use it? And so like, you know, we have lots of interests and I think that it's really important to like just let yourself be curious about things. So
Yeah. I mean, you are your brand. Like, that's what I, like, as an entrepreneur, of course, you can create a business that is something, but at least I feel like I'm my brand. And that's why I'm like, I have different layers. Like, I just don't have this one thing. And I've realized that it actually affects my own well-being as well. If I'm constantly hiding or suppressing this part of me that wants to come up. And I just think it's super interesting that you make this course, because you're showing also your skills. Hey, by the way, I also know about this. And, you know, the right people will be like, wow, she's very skillful. Like, I really want to work with her because she knows about this and she knows about that and has like the same kind of values. But unfortunately, I think we very much live in the world where we like to title people and put things into boxes. And therefore, when you are something, it can be hard to be another thing. And like, I think it's just beautiful to understand that we're evolving all the time, right? Like, we're changing. And when we're changing, our business is changing, our podcast is changing. And I think it's also beautiful as a follower to see, like, oh, she evolved. You know, she got spark of this and now she's pursuing that. Of course, it can be messy if you pursue 1 week this, another week that, third week that. Okay. But if you have this kind of like also vulnerability and rawness about, hey, now I'm interested about this and like speaking up about it and also being honest that you are not completely sure or that you're in this test phase, I think that's most important, to just be okay yourself about it, you know, that you are evolving all the time.
So you like the word wild, and you named your podcast course Rewild Your Voice. And I guess I want to know a little bit more about the podcast course and like how has it been since you put it out there? Like, did you feel like it was hard to share that with people? Like, hey, I've got a podcasting course now. Like, you know, because you just put it out there like not that long ago, right? Only a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a beautiful process, but I have to be honest that I haven't had ability to market it that much. So it's been kind of there, but not really out there. And right now I'm coming luckily in a personal point that I'm having more energy and time to actually put effort to market it more because I am proud of the course. I poured my heart and soul into it. I poured all the information I know about podcasting because I really, really wanted that every single person that goes through that course gets everything they need to know about making their podcast like successful. And I took a really like storytelling approach. So it's 14 video modules and those videos are from like 5 minutes to 40 minutes explaining different things that you need to know, going like step by step. So the meaning is that you can go into the course as total beginner. You don't need to know anything about podcasting. And the goal is that when you finish the course, you will know everything about podcasting. Let's say everything essential. So it is just like step-by-step guide. And then there's also PDF that has like necessary links. And I do have a motivation to also make the course better and better and better in like a meaning of maybe like, for example, camera quality or maybe fixing the videos to be even shorter and even like information packed. But as a first course ever created, I'm really, really happy that I put it out there. And the feedback that I've gotten is extremely beautiful. Like it always makes me tear up when I get a message from a person who has completed the course. And the name itself came from the idea that I mainly created that course, of course, for anyone who wants to start a podcast, but especially for people who have maybe struggled in the past to express themselves. And especially like my background is from a family dynamic that I needed to kind of like just shut up and not say what I think. And that has led me to be in relationships that I've been very like just not expressing my opinion because I'm scared to say what I actually think. And therefore, starting a podcast has been very healing because nobody's going to stop me. And that's why I really love, like you said, about for introverts and stuff to know that you are in a safe space. You're on your home, maybe on your own room, just you and your microphone. You can even close your eyes and just like listen to your own voice and say what you've always wanted to say and share it with the world. It's extremely healing. So I do encourage everyone who is even a little bit interested to even test it out because you can test it out without investing too much, like start recording on your phone or something like that. So it doesn't require like a huge investment to actually start a podcast.
Awesome. Yes, I know. And I sent some people over to you a while back and one of my friends, she took your course and she's like so excited to start her podcast. So yeah, no, it's amazing. And thank you so much for sharing this about yourself and your journey. And you guys need to follow her on her Instagram. So Jess, tell us how people can find you. And yeah, then we can let people find their way to you.
Yeah, so I will leave or you will leave the link to my website on the show notes and my Instagram at carson.jess. And then there hopefully will be also a link to Rewild Your Voice podcasting course on the show notes. Definitely. So those will be the main links. And I just encourage anyone who has any question about the podcasting or starting a podcast or struggling to start, you can just send me an email or DM. I'm happy to help you get started for sure.
Thank you so much for being here today. And everybody go find Jess and join her, sign up for her podcasting course and learn how to start podcasting. All right. Thank you so much. We will see you next time.
Thank you, Jessica. Bye.
Bye.